Hello, this is JR's podcast. This is my first time doing a podcast, and I'm just going to give it a little spin. On this show, I'm usually going to talk about politics and just whatever the daily topic is. Now, first, I like to start off with the Trump and Putin summit, which is about a week old or so. I think Trump did a great job. He wasn't too soft. He wasn't too hard on Putin. And even though he got backlash afterwards, I knew he was in trouble after the questioning, and they started asking questions, and he started to say that it's America's fault and, you know, the Russians' fault and all this stuff, and he doesn't trust the intel community, but he has great reason not to. If he has people like Peter Strzok and however you pronounce his name, you have people like him in charge, how can you really trust them? When you see that someone like him is saying, fuck Trump, Trump's going down, we're going to stop him from being the president, you know, it's all sorts of bias in there. How can you really trust that type of person that's anti-Trump? You're going to trust his intel? He's in charge? You're going to trust him? So, you know, I kind of see where he's coming from. The Democrats are good. We're going to attack him. Regardless, it didn't matter if he went out there and made peace with him or whether he started a war with the meeting with Putin. Whatever it was, they were going to attack him either way, because that's just what they do. They're antagonistic. You know, whatever he does, it's going to be backlash. They're going to attack him. They're going to turn whatever positive into negative, because that's just what they do. And it's a power struggle between the Republicans and the Democrats. And I completely understand why, because no side wants to let the other side look good. Now, I think they have forgotten who they're serving. You know, as a senator or a congressman or anything dealing with politics, you're a public servant, meaning that you have a job to serve the people. So when you think that you're, you know, attacking Trump and making him lose is making him lose. No. You're not making Trump lose. You're making the American people lose. The same people that you were supposed to be there to support and serve and make sure that they get to live a better life and have equal opportunity and everything else that comes along with it. Now, how do I say it? Now, it seems like they wanted, after the meeting, it seems like they wanted Trump to disrespect Putin. They wanted him to attack him. They wanted him to hold Putin down and put him in a headlock and choke him out and cuss him out. And that's not good. That's not the way things work. That's not smart. Trump did the right thing. He went in there. He was respectful. That's the way he deals with people. He likes to charm them a little bit. He compliments them, makes them feel like he's their friend. He finds common ground, things that they agree on, and he tries to go on from there. And that makes sense. You know, some of them were saying that he shouldn't have even did the meeting. How does that work? If you have a problem with a person, staying away from them, not speaking to them, doesn't make things better. A meeting is at least an open window for communication, so you can get a chance to understand what the problem is, what the differences are, and you can find common ground, and you guys can kind of get on the same page in a way. That's the way I would deal with something. If someone had an issue with me, I would want to approach them man-to-man, one-on-one, you know? You don't disrespect them in a public setting. You don't accuse them of being a liar in a public setting. You pull them to the side and you talk to them. And you figure out what the problem is. How can things be fixed? How can we better this relationship? How can we lessen the tension, you know? How can we both benefit in this, you know? That's the right thing to do. Now, to criticize him, it makes no sense. Why would anyone criticize him because of this? He did the right thing, you know? If he would have went in there and started calling him a liar in front of everybody, accusing him of being a liar and, you know, just being disrespectful towards the Russian president, that could have been a war in the making. And then the rhetoric and the backlash would have been completely different. See, the Democrats are pushing Trump in the direction of failure. That's what they want. They want failure, whatever it is. When he goes in there and plays nice and compliments and tries to have a decent relationship with another country, which makes perfect sense. It seems like it's common sense is what it is. That's what you're supposed to do, you know? That's traditional. That's common sense. That's smart. They don't want that. They don't want common sense, period. You know what they want? They want you to go ahead and disrespect him so he can start, so there can be tension, more tension between the USA and the Russians and Vladimir Putin. You know, they want to see, and then if he came at him like that, then that's a whole nother, you know, bag of worms or whatever you want to call it. That doesn't help anyone. A war doesn't help anyone. But they want to push him in that direction. They want to say, oh, you didn't go hard enough on him. You didn't come at him hard. No, you don't want to. That's not in your best interest to do that. That's good for nobody. Peace is what's good for everybody. And so far, that's what he's done. On every aspect, on every meeting, with every leader, he's peaceful. He's peaceful. I remember when the election first started. And people said that there was going to be a war and that, you know, like he was, you know, Trump is just out of control, don't know how to control himself, don't know how to get along with people. People wouldn't want to meet with him. He's this, he's that. And you see someone with a level head. He makes sense is what he does. He makes sense. It's nothing. I haven't seen him do anything crazy. He talks crazy. Sometimes he says the wrong thing, but he is who he is. And he's not. He does things the right way. The tweeting and stuff, I don't really like it that much, but that's the way he communicates with his voters. That's the way that he communicates with, you know, supporters and, you know, people on the other side. If that's what he likes to do, so be it. Sometimes it's a win. Sometimes it's a loss. But overall, Trump's a winner. He finds some way to win, no matter what he does. He goes to North Korea, talks to Kim Jong-un, loses nothing. There's backlash on that. They're mad about that. For what? Mad about that. Why? He comes there, he gives up nothing. He talks to the guy that's blasting off the rockets and threatening South Korea, threatening the USA, testing missiles on almost daily or weekly basis, and you get him to agree to denuclearize, and they have a problem with that. I mean, what more do you want? What more do you want? That is a win. Same way that it is with Putin. That is a win. When you can get another leader to the table that you have an issue with, and you can discuss the differences, and you can discuss what the problem is, that's a win. You have an open line of communication. That is a win. All day, every day. Now, I've already said it's a win. I have here on the paper, well, was it a win or a loss? Of course it's a win. Of course. It's a huge win. And there's more to come. But the liberal side, no matter what he does, they're going to attack him. They're going to find any way that they can to as I said before, attack him. No matter what they do, they're going to find a way to attack him. It don't matter what he does. If he cured cancer, they would say, well, he's taking jobs away from doctors. That's the point. Like, the other side is just ludicrous. Being a conservative is really the only thing that makes sense to me. The liberals seem like they're just out of their mind. Almost like they're like sore losers or something. They can't give it up. And I'm not really surprised by it. After the election, I knew it. I knew it wasn't over when he won. I knew it. Because it was too many people, the media, you know, it was too much. They were all coming after him the way they were, hard hitting every day. If you look on CNN, what are you going to see? Every day, attack, 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 attack. During the meeting with Kim Jong-un, guess what? They were criticizing the menu of what they were going to eat. They didn't care about him denuclearizing North Korea, working out a deal, talking to a rogue regime that hasn't ever came to the table. They didn't care about that. You know what they cared about? They cared about what was on the menu. He's legitimizing Kim Jong-un by talking to him and eating with him and having a meeting. What, huh? How does that make sense? How does that make sense? None of it does. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. And to jump back to Peter Strzok, I believe that's how you say his name. The guy that cheats on his wife. The guy that says, fuck Trump. The guy that says that, oh, we're going to make sure that he doesn't make it to be a president. And he's in a head position. And they want to say he's not biased. He's over the investigation. That's like a criminal investigating itself. It's not going to play fair. He's not going to play fair. Of course he didn't play fair. They want to talk about Russian collusion. It's no way. Russian collusion. And you got the FBI or the FIB is what they call him now. Peter Strzok is in the head position and he's calling the shots on what says and what goes and what gets kicked out. Who they investigate, all that nonsense, and somehow that's okay. Now, they're the same ones that was over the investigation, if you remember, in the election over Hillary Clinton. Now, during the hearing with Peter Strzok, and they're questioning him, now, somehow Hillary Clinton, they dropped the investigation on her. She got nothing. She's above the law. Above the law. In every sense of the word. That's just not something that I'm just saying. She's above the law. No. She really is above the law. She does whatever the hell she wants to. During the election what was it? 33,000 emails get deleted? 33,000 emails vanish and thin, and they didn't just vanish the normal way where you delete them and they can be recovered. No, they were bleached, which is a expensive process where you get rid of emails or whatever it is on a computer and no one can ever recover them again. Only God knows what was on those emails. And somehow, and this was after she was subpoenaed. After she was caught, they're saying, we're finna investigate you. We want to see your stuff. We have an investigation out on you, Hillary. And then 33,000 emails vanish. You can never find them again. And then, on top of that, she has her her housemaid or whatever the lady was. And she's sending, she has the housekeeper handling classified information. And they call it gross negligence. And then they change it. I forget what they changed it to, but they changed it to a lower offense. They don't want to use gross negligence because that would be a crime. So they changed it. Now it's not gross negligence anymore. Now it's, you're just extremely careless, I believe. Well, yeah, it's extremely careless. That goes from gross negligence to extremely careless. So now when it's extremely careless, it's not a crime now. And that goes back to what I was saying about Peter Strzok. He's in a head position. He hates Trump. He'll do anything to stop Trump. He's already chosen his side. And then and this goes back to the Putin summit when he said he doesn't trust his intel. There's a reason why he doesn't trust his intel. His intel is against him. How could you trust them? Who in their right mind would trust someone that hates him? People in the head position hate him. The people in power are liberals. They're basically Democrats. They might as well be running for president on the other side. They might as well have been part of Hillary's campaign. That's where they are. And somehow, we're supposed to believe that Trump should trust them. Someone saying, fuck Trump. We're going to stop him. He's never going to be the president. I mean, and it goes further than that. It goes way further than that. It didn't just stop there. There's plenty in there. Plenty. And the liberal side, they'll never admit it. They look past it. They don't care. They just hate Trump. You talk to a lot of people, they don't even know why they hate Trump. They have no clue. I was told today that I guess they went around and they wanted to say that that he appointed the new Supreme Justice or someone in that position. They went around asking people, well, what do you think about that? Everybody's angry about it. But guess what? He hasn't appointed anyone. It's like a Trump hate syndrome. They don't even know what's going on. They have no clue. They just know that they hate him. That's it. That's all they know. They don't watch politics. They don't follow what's going on. They have no clue. They're fed this misinformation every day and they believe it. They don't question it. They don't do their own research. They listen to CNN. CNN is a clown show. A clown show. They'll report on anything. They're a 24/7 hour. 7 days a week, 24/7, bashing Trump. How could you listen to that? For me, I like Fox News. I don't listen to it all. I don't watch it all the time. I used to. I don't watch it all the time. I agree with some of their stuff. Some of the stuff I disagree with. But they're more balanced. CNN and all these other, it's no balance. They're not going to report anything good. They're going to spin anything that's positive and turn it into a negative. And if you listen to them, if you tell a lie enough with enough confidence and you say it loud enough and you repeat it constantly, people begin to believe it, even when it's not the truth. And CNN, they have no credibility. All these other news organizations, they have no credibility. They have lost on every turn. Every turn. They always lose. When it was election time, and they wanted to say that, I remember, it was, I can't remember the lady's name. I don't know, it wasn't Laura Ingraham, it was someone from Fox, one of their commentators. She was on another channel, and they were saying, oh, who do you think is, in the primaries, who do you think is the most likely to win, this and that? The lady says, Donald Trump. They bust out laughing at her, like she's a joke. Well, guess who's the president? Donald J. Trump. So who's laughing now? And as I said before, they're just sore losers. They can't stand losing. That's what this comes down to. They cannot stand losing. They lost. And now they want to go down kicking and screaming. They can't stand that they lost. They still haven't got over it. They're like Hillary Clinton. When Hillary Clinton loses, then she blames it on everything but herself. Everything. Well, it's because I'm a woman. Well, it's because I didn't tie my shoes. It's because I'm... because what? You had everything there you needed to win. You had more money. You used more money. You cheated. You name it. You name it. All the media organizations were on your side. All the celebrities were on your side. You demonized the other side. You made it look like if you was a conservative, then you were a horrible, you're a villain. You're a bad person. Everything was working for you. Pop stars having concerts for you, trying to attract the youth. Hillary gets on, I think it's Hot, 107.9, and she says she has hot sauce in her bag. And then the guy says that, what he says? Oh, well, now you're just, what do you call it? What do you call it? Now you're just pandering to the black voters. And she said, yeah, is it working? That's why I don't like her. She's a loser. Always have been. That's the most loser-ass comment I ever heard from an adult woman in my life. I would expect that type of talk from a teenager. I would expect that from a teenager. But not someone's grandmother. And imagine where we would be if she was the president. Imagine. I'm just saying, just imagine that for a second. If she was the president, with her policy, the way she thinks, get out of here. It's not, no. She's weak. She's just like Obama. Weak. Obama sat in there for, what was it, 8 years? And did what? Exactly. And I wanted him to win. I'm not that type of person. I don't care. I can't call myself a conservative. I have conservative views, but I can't call myself a conservative. I'm more in the middle. I like some of the liberal ideas. I like some of the conservative ideas. But wrong is wrong, and right is right. I don't side with either one, really. I like conservatives more, yeah. But sometimes they're wrong. But the liberals are wrong almost 90% of the time. The things they do make no sense. They contradict themselves. They say one thing and do another. They're for something 1 minute, then they're against it the next. Anything to get voters. Now, I want to jump back to the to Vladimir Putin. Now, in an interview, Vladimir Putin, talking to Chris Wallace from Fox News. I'm kind of familiar with Chris Wallace. I've seen him. He's a Fox News senior. I think he's been there for a long time. He's their big guy. He's the one that they would let interview the president or anyone with a big name. He's their top guy. He doesn't work a lot, but he's their top guy. Now, during that interview, he says that Hillary Clinton was behind, I don't know if he said funneling or whatever, but illegally, I believe it was funneling $400 million from Russia to the United States. And Putin calls her a criminal. Now, if you watch the news, there was no talk about that. Nobody cared that he called her a criminal and that he had proof that she had funneled $400 million. As I said before, Hillary Clinton is above the law. I was about to say against the law, but she fucking breaks the law all the time, doesn't she? Let's say against the law. She does what she wants. Anything she wants. And whoever follows her, they don't give a damn. The only thing is, I don't want to see any more of Hillary Clinton. Ever. She should give up completely. She's lost enough. You know? She's a career politician. That's the only thing she knows how to do. That's why she wanted the White House in the first place. It's because that's all she knows how to do. Is be a public servant. And produce nothing. Anyone that was willing to vote for her, you gotta be nuts. You gotta be nuts. Because it doesn't make sense for anyone to want to vote for her. Now, what's going on is nothing new. They'll do this year in and year out. They play politics like it's a game, and it's both sides. It's not just conservatives or just liberals. Whoever gets the power, as I said before, it's a power struggle. Whoever gets the power is against the other side. If Democrats have the power, then Republicans, maybe they drag their feet. I'm not going to say maybe, I say they will. But sometimes for the right reason, but it seems a little bit different when the liberals do it. It's like they don't care about the people. They don't care if they suffer. I think Bill Maher said it the best. He said, let the recession come on so Trump can fail anything, crash the economy, anything. Let the people suffer anything. I don't care. I just don't want him in there anymore. Huh? How does that make sense? Whoever the president is, you're supposed to support. Well, not even support. You don't have to support him, but you at least work together. Almost like if you was on a sports team and you had someone on the team that you didn't like. So the fuck what? While you're on the team, work with them. Or you're all going to lose. We're all in the same boat. Don't sink it. Make sense. Stop playing games. Don't forget who you work for. You work for the American people. You don't work for the Democrats. You don't work for the Republicans. You don't work for your party. You work for the people. We the people is who you work for. And anyone that doesn't do their job, they need to go. Anyone that is against progress, they need to go. They need to lose their job. Politics is the only business. Can't even call it business. But that's the difference between Trump, is that Trump is a businessman. And in the world of business, you produce or you're gone. And he understands that. That's why he produces results constantly. In the world of politics, you do a lot of talking and you get nothing done. And you find a way to hold your power. And politicians don't like that. They don't like that their competition is someone that is all about results. They hate that. They want to keep the game going back and forth, get nothing done. And that don't make sense to me. If you work for we the people, then you need to take care of we the people, regardless of who's in the White House. I don't give a damn if it was Ronald McDonald in the fucking White House. I don't care. Whoever it is, support him. Make sure that whatever it is that he's doing works for the people. It benefits the people. So the people can come out on top. So they can have a chance. So they can have a chance to live a better life. Don't waste time with all this fight. But whatever I'm saying, it's all fantasy. Because this stuff would never get better. I don't see any end to it. They'll never stop. Never stop. They have lost their fucking mind, is what they've done. They make no sense. Not even a little bit of sense. Not for a minute do they make any sense. Period. That's why I really don't side with the liberals. And as I said before, the Trump and Putin meeting was good. It was the right thing to do. What more did you expect? It didn't. There was no huge breakthrough, but there was a meeting. He got to talk to him. He got to, as I said, that open line of communication. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. And then when you look at them saying that there's some Russian and Trump collusion, it don't even make sense. It doesn't. What have they found? Out of all that, what have they found? Nothing. When Hillary was running her campaign, they found stuff, but they did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. And they've been running this Trump collusion thing for what? Almost a year and a half? Ever since he won. As I said before, sore losers. That's what that is. If you ever played with someone, sports against someone, and as soon as you win, they want to find every reason that that your win is tainted or you cheated somehow. That's what they are. They're that loser. Trump whipped their ass, and they can't admit it. That he just beat them. You lost. Get over yourself. Don't be a crybaby. Be a man or a woman. Or today, whatever you are. A tranny. I don't know. But don't be a crybaby. If you lose, you lose. If you won, won. You know? Now, Now, as I said before, he wasn't supposed to disrespect Putin. He did the right thing. You don't want to disrespect anyone in a public setting, most definitely. You don't want to disrespect them, period, but definitely not on a public stage in front of everybody. That doesn't make sense. Why would anyone want to disrespect him? How does that work for anybody to disrespect Putin? You want to start a war? Well, that would play to their narrative. Because they said he was going to start a war from the beginning. Then they're mad when he doesn't. It doesn't make sense. But it does make sense when you understand the Democratic Party. They want him to lose so bad. They don't care who they hurt. They want him to lose. They don't care if they start a nuclear war. They want him to lose. They have lost their freaking mind. They are crazy. Crazy people. And I'm a black, mostly conservative person. You imagine the backlash I get when I start talking. But I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not. I have no fear of voicing my opinion. I have no fear of disagreeing with people. I have no fear of getting people a little angry. You know? And when I'm talking about a black, mostly conservative person, I mean, people don't like it. They don't like that at all. They feel like if you're black, then the Democrats automatically get your vote. You don't have a choice. And how much sense does that make? It's my vote. I vote for whoever the hell I feel like, whenever the hell I feel like it. However the hell I feel like it. Your opinion doesn't matter to me. I think for myself. And the liberal way of thinking don't make much sense to me. I'm sorry. Open borders? I'm sorry. That's stupid. You let me know. Wanting to sink the whole ship? I'm sorry. It don't make sense. Constantly attacking Trump? Don't make sense. He's the president already. If he wins, we win. If it was Hillary in there, I wouldn't be happy about it, but if she was trying to do something good, I would be 100% behind her. I wouldn't bash her all day. But she's not the president. She never will be the president. And she's lost. So Democrats have to get over themselves. If they only understood that when we work together, we win. You know, I never seen any sports team or any team at all win and they hate each other. How can you beat anyone? You're too busy fighting each other. Too busy fighting each other. You can't come up with any good ideas or any solution at all. You know, as I said, they're just antagonists. They're just people that are just mad because they lost and they don't have any solution for anything. All they want to do is stop you from progressing, period. They don't have any solution. And if you understand, if you watched the election and you followed it closely and you voted and you really watched it, you really saw what was going on. You're not one of those people that heard what was going on for a good 10 minutes out of a day or out of a week and just voted because you're black. So you thought your vote should go. Didn't know. If you really watched it. If you really watched it. Then you saw what was going on. You saw exactly what was going on. And But as I said before, they just couldn't stand losing, and they don't make much sense to me. Don't hate them. I wouldn't attack them. But liberals are nuts. They are, pretty much. Policies don't make any sense. The things they're doing don't make any sense. And as I said before, during the election, Trump came up with a big win. They just can't get over it. Now, and I lost my train of thought because I was going somewhere with that at first, but then I lost it. But I'm very happy that I voted for Trump. He makes a lot of sense to me, and, you know, people that are going to be mad are going to be mad. Haters going to hate, right? Losers are going to lose. But Trump is going to keep winning, just like he said before. You're going to win so much, you're going to get tired of winning. And ain't it true? He wins all the time. That's just what he does. It's just part of him. Just win, 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 win. All he knows how to do is just win all day. Win, win, win. Now, to change the topic, you want to hear some more. Since I lost my train of thought on this one, I can jump to another because I watch so much of it. I see so much of it. I see so much of the nonsense. And, I mean, a while ago, it was Maxine Waters. She wants to call for liberals to catch anyone that's working for Trump or in support of Trump to get in their face in a public place, meaning like a gas station when you're out with your family eating, or I don't know, even maybe at your house if they can find you, and tell them that they're not wanted here. Push up on them, she says. Tell them that they're not wanted here. Now, that seems like almost instigating. That's violence waiting to happen. If someone gets hurt, then Maxine Waters should have blood on her hands because she called for it. It doesn't make any sense. I don't see conservatives act like that ever. They're not that angry. They're not that childish. I told you, like, they just can't stand it. They can't stand losing. Just can't stand it. They can't let it go. But she's a kook. I've heard most of the stuff she had to say. She don't make much sense either. She seems like another race baiter to me. And, you know, same people trying to make black people into a victim. As I said before, no solution to any problems. And I just got my train of thought back. What I was about to say about liberals was that the reason why they lost the election is because they had no message. None. They had no solution to anything. None. Not one solution. Nothing. That's why they lost. Trump outworked Hillary, but they lost because they didn't have any message. They had no solution. Their only message was Trump's bad. Look at him. Look how bad he is. He's horrible. Look at what he says. Look at what he said. Look at what he said here. And look at what he said here. And look at what, that's all they got. There was no message of change. It was more of the same stuff over and over again. Look at him. Look how bad he is. He says horrible things. He hurt our feelings. He hurt our feelings so bad. Look at what he said about this. He grabbed somebody by the pussy. He did this. Somebody said he rubbed on him. Somebody said that. And that's why they lost. Cause they don't make any sense. They don't have no message. They still don't have one. That's what really gets me. It's 2018. July 2018. Today is the 23rd. Now, they still don't have a message. Their message is impeach him. It's just more Trump hate. That's it. No message. Well, what are you going to do when you get in there? Are you going to do what Obama did? What did Obama do? You made Obamacare? Making it that you have to purchase health care? You call Trump a liar. And Trump lies from time to time. I'm not going to even say Trump lies. Trump talks so much that eventually he ends up saying something that contradicts what he said before. Or people take it the wrong way, want him to contradict himself so they can call him a liar. But if you're calling somebody a liar, then look at Obama. If you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Prices are going to be low. Affordable for everybody. Wasn't affordable for me. I was in my 20s when he first got in. I was probably 22 or 23. Now, I didn't need health care at 24 or 25, or however old I was. I didn't need health care. I didn't want it. I couldn't afford it unless it was coming from my employer. Now, why would I want a rule that was going to penalize me if I didn't get it? Making me pay for it either way, you know? Or pay one way or another. But as I said before, what did he do? What? You know? What did he do? I want to hear Obama go back and forth with you when he says, well, when you say you're going to improve the economy, what are you going to do? You got some type of magic wand? Trump showed you how it's done. That's what he did. He showed you how it's done. There's the magic wand. Decrease regulations. Take the chokehold off of the companies. Cut taxes. Bring jobs back. And tax all of these, I don't know if you call them exports or imports, but make these people pay. When they want to bring stuff from there to here, make them pay. Trump is fighting on trade. He understands that our stuff is getting taxed. We owe China and everybody else, and they're getting over on us. They're taking advantage. We're not getting much of anything for their stuff they're bringing over here. They're taxing the hell out of our stuff when it gets over there. Got to even it up. I knew that from the time when the election was going on. I always thought, well, if they're moving their company over to a foreign country and taxes are less over there, well, why don't you even it up? So that it's more profitable to be over here than be over there, or even it up at least. You got to make sure, and I love this message, America first. That's how everybody should be, America first. Take care of your people. That's who you're there to support. I'm not into global agendas and all that. Take care of us. That's the problem with America. Is that we've been too worried about other people, other countries, helping them. They ain't helping us. We help out a lot. No other country helps out a lot. No other country wants open borders. They know better. You can't even get over there. You're not allowed to stay over there. They're not just going to let anybody in. But for some reason, we think letting anybody in over here is okay. Let in the gang members. That's liberal thinking. That's why I don't understand it. Let in the criminals. The criminals. Let in the gang members. Let in the the terrorists. Let in the whoever it is. Drug addicts. Bring your poor, your criminal, your drug addict. Bring them all over here. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, as I said before, I'm a black conservative. I like Trump. He makes a lot of sense, and he's very smart. The media has tried to make him look like he's an idiot, but he's obviously not an idiot. He's not a buffoon. He's not someone that doesn't know what he's doing. I understood that from the start. That's why I voted for him. It made sense to vote for him. Anybody that's a billionaire and has remained a billionaire for as long as he has, it got to be some intelligence there. You're not an idiot. There's ways you can go broke no matter how much money you have. You can't be an idiot and stay rich. Can't be a complete idiot and stay rich. You'll lose it. Now, that's going to be the end of my podcast for today. My name is JR. Signing out. And I'll do this again probably in a few days or so. We'll see what goes on in the news. Remember, make America great again. And don't be part of the problem. Work with a whip. Make sure you do your research. Make sure you don't listen to idiotic politics. Make sure you use common sense. Now, I don't want to, I don't want to disrespect anyone because of their point of view. But, just make sense. Sometimes you got to ask yourself, does this make any sense what I'm doing? Does being a liberal make any sense? As I said, I agree with some of it, but does most of it make any sense at all? It's just common sense, that's all. And hopefully people care about their politics more. Read up, do your research, and vote, Now, as I said before, being a liberal is a little, it don't make much sense, but, your vote counts. And, I don't know if you want to be part of something that seemed like there for the destruction of America. And that's what it seems like, right? Destruction of America. Everything they do is destructive to it. They don't, and you don't want America to head in the wrong direction. If you're staying here, that don't benefit you. It hurts you, And, as I said, conservatives seem like they're the adults in the room. And the liberals seem like they're kind of the children. They don't really get it. You're talking to someone with no sense and they have no experience, then they just, whatever, say one thing and do something else, and anyways, that's the end of the podcast. It's JR signing out. That's my first podcast ever. Next time, I'm going to make sure I'm a little bit more on topic. I went way past the topics that I have on this paper right here. Get carried away a little bit. Need something to kind of keep me on track, make it a little bit more organized, but it was good. It was fun. I got to voice my opinion. I think like this all the time. I have I watch it a lot and I care about it a lot. So I'm very passionate about it, but I'm not someone that would fight or argue over it or anything like that. I mean, I would argue, but not, you know, it would never get physical over something like this. It just, you know, I just voice my opinion and I think that my opinion is right. And, you know, everybody thinks their opinion is right. Everybody has a right to their own opinion, and you have a right to voice it. People have a right on whether or not to listen to it also. And I don't know, you know, keep doing your research, keep looking at it, see what you can find. See if I'm right, you know, or if I'm wrong. And I'm not wrong on this issue. It makes too much sense to me, you know. That's why I side with who I side with usually, and I'm usually against the other side because it doesn't make much sense. And next time my podcast will be, as I said, I'm gonna make sure it's more organized and more to the point. Stand on one type of podcast. It was fun, and as I said, practice. You know, as they say, practice makes perfect, and you know, I'll keep at it. And I'll get it to where I can fully voice my opinion and these topics in a more laid out. Maybe we add some music to it. I like music. I'm a Rolling Stones fan. I'm a Led Zeppelin fan. I love Drake. Grew up listening to Lil Wayne. I'm not much of a Lil Wayne fan anymore. But I'm more of my favorite is really 80s rock music, so. We might have something like that on. Hate country music. You're never going to hear that shit here. And pretty much, you know, just a working man, middle class guy, looking to do better for himself and, you know, have fun with this thing. I figure I have a decent voice and my opinion is pretty centered and makes a lot of sense. I'm a logical person. I'm a logical person. I don't get heated and mad because someone doesn't agree with me. Nothing. I don't care. You don't have to agree with me. My opinion is my opinion. Everything I say not going to be right. But what I say is going to make the most sense, I promise you. And don't let them label you by your color. Like I said before. Because you're black don't mean that you have to be a liberal. It don't mean that. Who said that, you know? I heard someone tell me that before. They said that, you're black. You have to vote. you have to vote Democrat. What? Who the hell told you that, you know? That's what people fought for rights for. They fought for rights for you to be able to vote for whoever you wanted to vote for. Your vote is your vote. Your vote isn't even nobody's business. Don't let people influence you and tell you what to do. If you're a grown up, act like one. Act like one. You don't have to let anyone tell you who to vote for and who you should and who you can't vote for. Huh? What is that? You know? As soon as the election was over, people were fighting and stuff and mad, you know, trying to make, you know, conservative, anyone that voted for Trump like they're racist, it doesn't make sense. I'm not a racist person. I dislike all sorts of people. Not black people, I hate black people, I hate white people, I'm black. I don't hate anyone. I dislike all sorts of people, though. I don't feel like I'm better than anybody. I stay away from bad types of people, and that's it. Now, that's going to be the end of my podcast, and I'll see you again later. Signing off.